Today, a panel of menopause experts convened by the National Institutes of Health recommended more research into alternatives to hormone replacement therapy. That treatment lost favor just over 2 years ago when researchers abruptly halted a large clinical trial. Women in the study were directed to stop taking their hormone pills due to concerns about increased rates of breast cancer and heart disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Ever since the Women's Health Initiative halted its trial of the hormone therapy Prempro, Dr. Gail Greendale says her patients all have the same question.
Doc, what else you got for me? What do I do now that the Women's Health Initiative has told me that hormones are dangerous?
Greendale offers a few options. She can prescribe antidepressants, which help with mood swings and seem to decrease hot flashes. There are also medications that stave off bone loss. But increasingly, researchers are looking into what kinds of behavioral and lifestyle changes women might make. Greendale, who's a professor at UCLA, is researching the effects of physical activity and body weight on menopause symptoms.
It's been long believed that heavier women would have fewer hot flashes because the theory is that heavier women produce more estrogen in their fat tissue.
But surprisingly, the latest research suggests this isn't so. Greendale says the evidence shows women who are moderately overweight are 50 to 60% more likely to experience hot flashes than women of normal weight.
I believe that on the basis of these data, there is reasonable evidence to suggest that clinicians might offer the advice of weight reduction.
For women who are inclined to experiment with alternative therapies, preliminary research suggests a type of yoga breathing may be helpful. Researcher Robert Friedman of Wayne State University is studying its effect on hot flashes.
You're taught to decrease your thoracic respiration and increase your abdominal respiration.
So what does that mean in sort of layman's speak?
It means increase your belly breathing and decrease your chest breathing and cut your breathing rate in half.
Friedman conducted several small-scale trials in his lab, training about 40 women to practice this relaxation technique for about 1.5 hour each day. Overall, he found their frequency of hot flashes decreased 50%. A good result, he says, but the drawback is the time commitment it requires from women.
They need to practice this technique every day, and we also teach them to try to do the breathing when they first feel a flash coming on, or if they're in a situation where they're likely to have one, such as a warm room or possibly a stressful situation. So the patient has to do something active.
For women who are not inclined to try behavioral therapies, or for whom symptoms are just too severe, hormone therapy may still be the answer. The panel concluded that all replacement hormones, regardless of their source, pose some risk, but the key may be in prescribing smaller doses.
Much, much smaller doses, perhaps one quarter as much estrogen as we currently are prescribing, have very good effects in older women.
Bruce Ettinger of UC San Francisco says the evidence comes from observational research, including a big health study of nurses.
Well, those women on low-dose estrogens had much better health outcomes than those on standard-dose estrogens. Fewer heart attacks and fewer strokes, and the risk of blood clots is much lower. Now, it doesn't mean that it's perfectly safe. We really need to have more studies to document exactly what the risks are, but I am quite sure that it's going to be safer.
The NIH panelists also concluded that even at low doses, women should use hormone therapy for the shortest possible time. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.